He loved fast cars, dry martinis and beautiful women. Not just James Bond, but also the man who created him, Ian Fleming. And at the exhibition For Your Eyes Only, the parallels between Fleming's own life and that of his 007 creation are on display. Graham Rye is editor of 007 magazine.
It's small, it's compact, but it captures everything that you need to see and know about Fleming and the way that Bond developed from him.
On display, gadgets galore, vintage posters and clothes worn by characters in the Bond films. The latest actor to play Bond, Daniel Craig, has even given his bloodstained shirt from the film Casino Royale. Anne Carter oversees the exhibition.
There have been other James Bond exhibitions, but our exhibition is really looking at how much Ian Fleming himself influenced the character, his most famous character, James Bond. So it's the first time I think that an exhibition like this has been done.
It was from his colourful life that Fleming drew inspiration to create his world-famous James Bond character. Lucy Fleming is the author's niece.
If you look through the exhibition, you can see where Bond came from. You can see from his war experiences, the things he knew about, the tortures and things, and the people and the gadgets. And you can see from his life where things like the skiing came in, which obviously are in the films and was in the book. And when he was at Goldeneye, you know, he loved his underwater swimming. So all the ingredients that make up Bond are sort of in Ian's life.
Many personal items on display chart the days that Fleming spent writing his best-selling novels at Goldeneye, his house in Jamaica. It was there that he created the world of intrigue, glamour and danger, a world where James Bond battled Cold War villains and seduced women, all with that unmistakable 007 style. Ian Fleming said he wanted to write a spy thriller to end them all. Nearly 50 years after his death and with a 22nd Bond film on the way, his fans might argue, as singer Carly Simon once did, that nobody does it better. Paul Burge, VOA News, London.